Consider the closure argument in more detail. What is closed to the mind of a rat may be open to the mind of a monkey, and what is open to us may be closed to the monkey. Monkeys, for instance, can't grasp the concept of an electron, McGinn reminds us. But I think we should be unimpressed by the example. For not only can the monkey not understand the answers about electrons, it can't understand the questions. No matter where, of comfort no man speak. Let's talk of graves, of worms, and epitaphs. Make dust our paper, and with rainy eyes write sorrow on the bosom of the earth. Let's choose executors and talk of wills, and yet not so. For what can we bequeath save our deposed body to the ground, our lands, our lives, and all our Bolingbrokes, and nothing can we call our own but death, and that small patch upon the barren earth which serves as paste and cover to our bones. Gibson's design innovation continued into the 1960s when Ted McCarty hired legendary automotive designer Ray Dietrich to design a Gibson. The result was the Firebird series and the companion Thunderbird base series of 1963. The Firebirds reversed conventional designs with her elongated treble side horn and treble side tuners. They also introduced neck through body construction and smaller mini humbucking pickups to the Gibson line.